The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You're listening to Ian Stone's Comedy Breakfast, the podcast edition. I'm here on Love Sport Radio every weekday morning at 6:30. This morning I was joined by the former Watford and England legend, Luther Blissett. Henrik Mkhitaryan will not be going to Baku for the Europa League final, even though there have been assurances from the Azerbaijani government and from the highest levels that Mkhitaryan will be fine. The decision was taken with Mkhitaryan and his family and by the club that it would be best if he didn't go. So the Azerbaijanis, to a certain extent, have an out here, Luther. They basically can say, we've given assurances that it'll be fine, but the club obviously don't feel like they're enough.
Well, the player don't feel like it's enough, and you can understand that. If you've got no real diplomatic links with a particular country and there's been issues there in the past, then, and still issues there, it seems, then why would you risk going there with you and your family? Why would you would not do it?
Yeah, I mean, Lauren Koscielny was talking to one of the broadcasters yesterday, saying that finals shouldn't be played in countries where there are political issues and political tensions. Well, there aren't in many countries where there aren't, to be honest. I mean, in the end, all finals would then be played in Scandinavia, essentially, where they get on with pretty much everyone. But so I don't think that's actually possible. But at the same time, this sort of stuff, surely this sort of stuff should be looked into. Here's the list of teams that will be playing. Actually, the thing is, I want to just recap. UEFA said that they have to choose the venue for the final 2 years in advance. So they couldn't possibly have known that Arsenal, containing an Armenian player, would be in this position.
That still doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? The reason it doesn't make any sense is a little bit what Koscielny said. If there are tensions between countries, which involves players, and there are players registered at clubs all over, and he's been playing in England for a while, Mkhitaryan, isn't he? It's not as if he only just started yesterday with them. Then UEFA have got to be completely aware of that. And they can't be putting finals in places where, for one thing, it takes you can't get there, which is a major issue. And this other one now with with this particular situation now with Mkhitaryan. I mean, if I being in his position, you would seriously look at it as well. Is it somewhere for me to go? There's no chance.
No, I see that.
And they should be aware of all these sort of things, because they should not be put in football. Forget about the clubs. They should not be put in football in the showpiece final of theirs in this situation for it to become a political football, which is now what it's become.
Well, they said that what they want to do is that they want football to go out into the wider world, right?
Yeah, but they've been saying that. FIFA has been saying that very same thing. And look at some of the places they're doing. We talk about Qatar, we talk about all these sort of things. It's all been done for completely the wrong reasons. It's not been done for a footballing reason. It's been done for a financial one.
Well, that's certainly how it seems. Speaking about the player's decision, Arsenal boss Unai Emery said he was disappointed he wouldn't have him available, but that he completely backed his decision.
It's bad news, but it's very, very personal. The decision, personal decision, and we need to respect him. I don't understand now their political problems, but I must respect.
I'm assuming that if Eden Hazard couldn't go to this final, or if Alexandre Lacazette or Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang couldn't go to this final, they would move the final.
They would have been sorting this out weeks in advance. They'd have been making plans to say if this scenario happens. And these are the sort of things they should be doing. They should, as the competition progresses, they should think to themselves, there's a real. And to be fair, Arsenal and Chelsea have been favourites all along. They've been favourites. So if they've been favourites, surely they should have looked into all of this because that's what they're supposed to do. They're the people that administer all the rules and that sort of the game. So they should have looked into all this. And again, they're culpable because what it is, it's all about profit rather than actually looking after the benefit of the people that support the game and the players that play in it.
This is from the Azerbaijani ambassador to the UK, Tahir Tagizadeh. This is a Class A event. If our purpose is to play political games around it, is something different. You are being paid as a footballer, not a politician. Let's leave other issues aside. My message to Mkhitaryan would be, you're a footballer, you want to play football, go to Baku, you are safe there. If you want to play the issue...
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.